Hello, all my fans out there. This is Dr. Pamela Marie Haskell. Bienvenue, diversité et université program. Welcome to the Diversity and Unity Show. I am your moderator, Dr. Pamela Marie Haskell. And I know it's been a while since I've been on the podcast. Well, not too long ago, but I hope everybody is doing very well on this Sunday afternoon. I am so elated to announce that I now have followers in Hong Kong. And to all my followers that are in France, the United Kingdom, India, Hong Kong, and all the other beautiful places, welcome, bienvenue. Bon après-midi. Good afternoon, tout le monde. Bon après-midi tout le monde. So good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Diversité et Unité. Welcome to the Diversity and Unity podcast. I really want to talk about dysfunctional families. And as you all know, I am a very diverse person, and I am really interested in various cultures, a lot of cultures, and you all know, most of you know that I do speak French. You will hear me speak in French from time to time. And I just love cultures. And I think it's a beautiful thing when we can explore the differences in customs pertaining to different cultures and how families and people adapt and how they handle very different structured families. Some people, like, from, for example, my family, I come from a very traditional family. My parents taught me, you know, that when you're talking to your elders, especially senior citizens, or even if you're talking to your boss, you address them as yes, ma'am, or yes, sir. And the generation, the millennium generation, they, you know, these teenagers that are coming up now, the generation, there's some that have that respect and know how to address, you know, their elders and senior citizens. And then there's some that don't. And I think that the dysfunctionality that occurs in families, number one is there's not enough communication. You know, my mom and dad, and my grandparents' generation, they come from that generation where when they were at the dinner table, there was constant communication. So it was like if you came home from school, everybody spoke. They greeted, like, how was your day? You know, how was school today? You know, there was no silence at the table. I mean, everybody basically had conversation. And that's what's missing today from today's family. There's not enough communication. That's because you have both the mother and father working outside the home, where it, you know, in the past, in my mom and dad's generation, my grandparents' generation, the woman, the wife, you know, stayed at home and the woman took care of the house. And, you know, the husband, the man, went out and worked. He brought home the bacon, if you will, or, you know, he paid the bills and brought home the paycheck, where that role is now changing. And you even have in some families where the mother is, you know, doing both the father and mother's role, because they're single parent families. And so when a child doesn't have a father figure in his or her life, that has a tremendous impact on their, you know, their mental health, as well as, you know, and it contributes to a lot of things, because if they're not getting attention at home, then a lot of times when they come to the classroom, they find ways to get attention in whatever way they can. So they figure that by acting silly and doing ignorant things, some of them, they think that's a way to solve their problems and to get the attention that they're missing at home or whatever. And a lot of times, you know, sometimes that's why I say communication and listening are very important. And I think that some of the family dysfunctions are family members are, you know, so caught up in their own careers and their own, you know, personal endeavors, whatever they may be, whether it's sports, you know, extracurricular activities or whatever, that they tend to neglect, you know, their children's responsibilities to their children and different things that they might have going on. So a lot of times, you know, sometimes you have to just sit down and just take a day or some time out and ask your children, how was your day at school or whatever? How was your day on the job? You know, like, let's talk about some things. You know, you sometimes, if you just show that you care and that, you know, that you are involved in their life by asking them questions like how their day went, how are you doing in your classes or whatever? What did you learn today in that particular class? Or what was something interesting that you learned today that you never knew about or that I didn't know about? You know, I think having those conversations will really help your teenagers and your child open up more to you. And I think when you show that you're engaged in what they're involved in, then I think that'll open the door for your teens or your adolescents and the little ones, you know, children, to open up more to you. Let's take a break and I will be back with more on our topic of, you know, dysfunctional families. We'll be right back.